State lawmakers were expected to pass a budget this week and leave the Capitol as part of practicing social distancing. Both the House and Senate approved their own budgets but remain about $50 million apart, so members will be back at work on Monday. Some work was accomplished this week on what to do if and when students return to school. For an update, I'm joined by Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services. Howie, what did lawmakers get done when it came to K-12 education?
Well, they did two things with a vote on it last night. Number one, they said that if, in fact, they do reopen as scheduled on around April 1st, that they're not going to require them to make up the extra days at the end of the year. You know, normally there's a 180-day school year. They're not going to say, well, in order to get your state aid, we're going to make you stay open two extra weeks. The bigger plan has to do with the fact of what happens if we don't reopen on April 1st or May 1st. Again, the issue is they're not going to try to extend the school year, but more importantly, they're going to say, look, we will keep giving you state aid, but here's the condition. We want all of your employees doing something related to teaching. Now, that can be online with the students. It can be sending home assignments. I mean, it can even be, you know, some very low-tech things like having your school bus drivers take lessons out to kids or having perhaps your cafeteria workers reading with second graders. I think the real concern is if, in fact, we're going to be gone that many weeks, that many months, you know, you want children learning something, and they're trying to figure out a way of doing that, you know, given that not everybody has high-speed internet, not everyone has a computer, maybe not everyone has a parent at home. So they're trying to figure out what's the best way of doing this, and what Representative Michelle Udall came up with is not perfect, but it is something to keep education going.
Howie, let me go to the broader budget issue, because we heard from you and, of course, others that in order to practice social distancing, like the rest of us, lawmakers were going to try to get a budget out this week. What was the holdup?
They both did pass a budget. Small problem, they're not the same. You know, the idea of the baseline budget was to figure out what we need just to keep state government running, adjusted for inflation and population growth. That came out to about $11.8 billion in state money. The problem becomes that you've got some Democrats who say, well, if we're here, first of all, we don't need to think there's a need to rush the budget because the fiscal year doesn't end until June 30th. But number two is, what are we going to do about the people who are actually really affected by what's happening with COVID-19? People being kicked out of their homes, people losing their food stamps, people losing their temporary assistance to needy families. And what the Senate agreed to is to give the governor $50 million to use at his discretion and also the ability to take in some private money to deal with this, to deal with perhaps eviction prevention and such. The House is not interested in that. In fact, they rejected several specific bills to do that. And the problem is that the House Republicans, Rusty Bowers, who's the Speaker, says, I don't have the votes for a budget that includes extra money. Senate President Karen Fann doesn't have the votes for a budget that doesn't include it. So after a lot of gnashing of teeth at the House last night, they said, okay, the heck with this. We're going home till Monday afternoon. And that's where we stand. Now, do things get better on Monday? Theoretically speaking, they're going to have to do something at some point on the budget. And, you know, every year since 1912, we became a state, we've always had a budget. But I'm not sure exactly what the path forward is. I mean, you could say that we're separated by $50 million, which in a state budget is sort of, you know, coins in the couch. But it is an issue of principle. And, you know, where do you draw the line?
Howie, let's finish up with what the governor declared via Twitter late yesterday afternoon. Not going as far as some folks like U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema wanted him to go, but did put restrictions in counties in which there have been official cases of COVID-19. What has the reaction been to what the governor decided to do in terms of shuttering bars and restaurants and gyms in certain counties?
Well, this is a really fascinating one because less than 24 hours earlier, in fact, as I said, Governor, you know, you've got Phoenix and Tempe and Tucson and Flagstaff that have decided it isn't safe. And he says, oh, no, we don't need to do that. You know, people will restrain themselves. You know, we can depend on voluntary compliance. And then suddenly it was kind of, oh, well, maybe this isn't working out because you can, you know, live in Phoenix, go across to Scottsdale, you know, hang around the bar, you know, have a few drinks and bring back some COVID-19 to Phoenix. So his idea is to promote some consistency. Now, here's the thing. It's not even consistent because, in fact, that you can go, let's say, to Yuma County and have a drink and come back to Maricopa County because there are no cases currently in Yuma County. Now, the question is, without these restrictions, will there be cases in Yuma County? potentially more important thing that he's doing has to do with calling out the National Guard to help stock grocery shelves. The argument that we hear is that there is supply of toilet paper, cat food, hand sanitizer available, but the problem becomes how do you get it on the shelves, particularly as people are picking it off as fast as they can. Some grocery stores, I know Fry's has closed early so they can give their staff more time to restock the shelves, but you're still in a situation where you just don't have enough warm bodies and enough time and enough trucks in some cases to do the restocking. So his argument is, well, let's use the National Guard to do that. Interesting image of some guard soldier, perhaps with a rifle over his shoulder, stocking baby food. But, whatever seems to work.
That is the Dean of the Capitol Press Corps, Howie Fisher. Howie, thanks as always. Take care.
I will. I'm going to go out and see if I can get myself some toilet paper.